WNUE, KI4DOS. Press.
Press again, KG4PFI. How are you doing?
I'm sitting here waiting on Joy to get supper finished up.
Well, why ain't you in there helping her?
Any cooks bowl of broth.
Excuses. I hope she's doing all right, too.
Doing real good. She lets me help her every once in a while, but she's in there. She has made chicken noodle soup, homemade chicken noodle soup today. And she's in there finishing that up, and she don't want me to get my hands in it because she won't like the way it tastes if I get my hands in it.
Well, you know, if you do that, you got to wash your hands.
But that chicken broth's so hot, I hate to stick my hands down in it.
Yeah, I just thought I'd give you a shout. I heard you hollered somebody and they didn't come back, so I thought I'd say hello.
Well, hello. Yeah, I called Chad, KO4NUE. I heard him on the sideband net check in just a few minutes ago, but I had sent him an email and he didn't get it, so I went back and resent it. I was just wondering if he had gotten it yet.
Turned off too.
If he's on the radio, I don't know. I got mine turned off when I'm in here on the radio.
That could be a dead battery. You don't ever know.
You and Linda doing okay?
Yeah, she's doing okay. She back bothered her some today, and she's in there talking to Teresa, which is a woman that worked in the pawn shop on the White Horse Road up there at Fast Cash. And she's got cancer and been taking chemo and I don't know what all. She's having all kind of problems. So she calls Linda and Linda calls her and they talk on the phone. In fact, she called Linda a while ago and they're in there talking now. So, yeah, you know, it's one of them things. Just kind of play it by ear.
Well, I'm glad she's got Linda to call and somebody to talk to, help her get through some of that mess. I know it was tough on you, and you had to go through some of that, too.
Oh, yeah. She was talking about the radiation that they gave her and said it made her kind of run down. And she had 10 radiation treatments. And I told her, I said, I'm well aware of what you're going through because I had 25 of them.
That's amazing. One of our fellas on the VE team, KW4TS, old Mr. Jim, lives down in Felser. He just went through that too and got through his last treatment not long ago. And he's feeling better now, but boy, I'll tell you what, it put a whooping on him. I don't know what it's like because I hadn't been through it and don't want to go through it if I can help it. But you folks that have been through it, I'm telling you, y'all tough.
This is KD2KDS.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. I heard you broke up a little bit, but go ahead.
I just want to say, my treatment went off. My dad was just diagnosed with stage 2 bladder cancer, so he's getting ready to go through all that himself. So, long road ahead of him, but glad to hear you beat it yourself.
Harry's on the other end there, KI4DOS. This is KG4PFI. This is Don.
Here's KD2KWS. Name here's Mark. It's a New York call because I just moved down this way, but and like I said, I heard you guys talking about it. It's all kind of new for me and my dad as well. You know, we never had to deal with anything like this, so he's scared to death, and he's gonna fight a good fight though. So I'm glad to hear some good stories coming from people.
Well, he just I went through it, and everything turned out pretty good. No real big problems. And I hope your dad gets through it, too. I had prostate cancer is what I had to go through with it.
Now he's got bladder cancer, and they did surgery last month to remove the cancer, but he's going to have to and have his bladder, prostate, and some intestine removed. And before they do that, he's got to take so many weeks of chemo. So, it'll be later in the summer before he's back up and rolling. But I don't think they're going to start the chemo until after Christmas. He just went and had a 4-foot in.
A friend of ours going through that right now. She's got a port in her shoulder. I think they put it in her left shoulder. And had a little problem with that. It got infected. They'd take it out and then wait a while and put it back in. But anyway, well, good evening to you. And I left Gary hanging up in there. He's probably in there with his tongue stuck in that chicken noodle soup. Go ahead, Gary.
I hadn't got my tongue stuck in it yet, but she has just called me to the table, so I'm going to get out of here. Mark, give me your call again. I got the KB6, and I missed the last of it.
So that was Kilo Delta 2, Kilo Whiskey Sierra, KD2KEWS.
Well, appreciate it. Y'all have a good evening. I'll say 73 to you. Y'all carry on. I'm going to go eat me some supper. KI4DOS.
Go in there and pig out, or slurp out, whatever it is you do when you're eating soup. I got to get out of here, too. My wife just called me and said I got a phone call in there, so I guess I better go and find out. I think it's my neighbor calling me about my Christmas decorations out there. I don't know if he wants me to help him or what, but we'll hopefully catch you again on the line there. This is KG4PFI. This is Don. I'm in Piedmont. Good evening.
That sounds good. It's a pleasure talking to you, gentlemen, and I do appreciate y'all coming back to me, and God bless you guys, and y'all have a good Christmas. One second before you go, I just wanted to ask real quick. I got this programmed in my radio, but I'm just curious as to where this repeater's located.
This repeater's up on Caesar's Head Mountain. Up there, but almost at the North Carolina, South Carolina line, but it's in South Carolina, I think. And it's owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. And I believe that's W4NYK is the call sign for the repeater. And they have a meeting at the Red Cross Building in Greenville. I can't remember the exact Monday or whenever it is. But Gary knows, but he's probably in there listening now. Well, good evening to you. KG4PFI clear.
73. Stay safe. God bless. KD2KWS. I'll be listening.
KWS, KN4CHY. Thought I'd let you know there's a nightly net here at 9 o'clock every night. So listen out for that. Check in if you will.
Quite catch that. You were pretty far down in the noise floor. You want to try that again? KW2KWS.
I've been having radio issues. It was working earlier today. Apparently, it's not working again. I'll try it again. This is Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. Just letting you know there's a nightly net at 9 o'clock every night. So, listen out for that. Over.
That time, nightly net at 9 o'clock. Yeah, I'll probably be out of repeater range at that point. I'm headed down towards Atlanta, but I'm living up here in Spartanburg now, so I'll have to catch it probably tomorrow night, I reckon. It's KD2KWS.
You're getting a little scratchy, but you're still holding in there real good. Repeater's got a nice footprint set up there on Caesar's Head. I'm over in Seneca area, so I'm almost at the Georgia line anyway, over.
Yeah, I copied that last transmission. I'm actually probably moving out towards that way here before May. I'm transferring jobs again. Transferred down here from New York, and I'm transferring to another company out towards the Clemson, Seneca area. So I'll be out close to the Georgia line, closer to home.
That been out this way for almost 30 years now, and just kind of love it up here. Get out in the country, or you can hit decent sized little towns for the conveniences. and Anderson's not too far away for major town events. So, yep, good area to be in over here, and got a lot of recreation over here.
Well, that's good to hear, because we're having a pretty bad issue with the crime rate over here. We've had a lot of things happen to us and to people that we know just since we've been here since last May. So it's a little bit too much for us.
That I used to live in Fountain Inn, just south of Greenville, and yeah, I know there was places over there in Greenville that you want to be careful. But yeah, it, you know, of course you'll have it anywhere, but I don't think it's near as much over this way. Anyway, I'm gonna call it quits while this radio is still kind of working, and be listening out for the net tonight. Good talking to you and good hearing from you. And, be careful out there, and we'll catch you later down the log. KN4CHY, I'll be clear after your final.
Just about to run out of stream myself. But yeah, I appreciate you coming back to me, and look forward to hearing you on here, and maybe on the net. I'm sure we'll catch you on here again. Like I said, I got this program in my radio. 73s, and God bless. KD2KWS. I'll be clear.